Well, here we are, and away we go, another day, Thursday, November the 14th, 2019, 14 minutes past the hour, how about that, 11:14:19, 14 minutes past the hour, two 14s, and the other night it was kind of funny, when it was 11:11, the date, I thought about that all day, because we announce the date here every morning. Why we do that in radio, I have no idea. We always announce the time, and we always announce the date. I think that's something that's beat into your head when you first start out in radio. And it's kind of strange, because nobody else really does that. They don't do that on television, and they don't really do that in newspapers. They put the date of the newspaper on the newspaper, but sometimes it's hard to find. I always see people looking for the date. But it's something that's beat into our head. So Monday night, which I think was 11:11, I was at the grocery store. And I was checking out in the self-checkout lane, so I was doing my little self-checkout. And then I had to stop and ask the person running the self-checkout lane a question. And I don't remember what brought this on. I don't know if they looked at their screen or if they looked at my receipt, which had the date on it. I don't remember what it was. But they saw the 11:11, and this must have been the first time that they had seen the 11:11. And they said, 11:11, make a wish. Now, I don't know what it is about 11:11 that means make a wish. I really don't know. I have heard that before. Like 11:11 at night, people will say make a wish. But you know what's strange about that? 11:11 in the morning, which comes every day, nobody ever says 11:11 in the morning, make a wish. But they do at night. And apparently they did the other day. So every November the 11th, it should be Make-A-Wish Day. You know, I'm going to see if I can call that into the government. That 11:11, November 11th, should be Make-A-Wish Day, because we're all very aware that on 11:11, or that at 11:11, the significance of 11:11, I really don't understand. I don't know why that's Make-A-Wish. Does anybody know that? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I really don't know what 11:11 has to do with making a wish. But as I read the date and the time this morning, that's what you get to kick off the show here. All right, let's see. What else do I want to talk about this morning? Oh, okay, here, this is good. The last couple mornings, I've kind of been in a rush to get here because of the snow and the cold weather. It is warming up a little bit, not much, but a little bit. So this morning I was not in such a hurry to get here, and I stopped at my favorite place to get a drink this morning, and the line was kind of long, and I thought, oh no, this is going to be trouble, I'm going to get backed up, and I'm not going to get here on time. But to be honest with you, I got in there very quick. The line moved very quick. I got what I wanted. Now, I'm not telling you this story to say anything bad about the place, because this morning the place ran well and everything was great, although I did have my gloves on and I still could not get the straw paper off of the straw. Now, the good news is today I did not about crash into the building and put a third drive-through window in. I actually paid attention today, but I did have to take my gloves off and get the straw paper off. But I don't understand why, when you have gloves on, you cannot get straw paper off. Does it have to do with traction? I mean, because you can break the straw paper. Because I noticed this morning that when you have gloves on, and my gloves are not big gloves, they're just, you know, like the cloth gloves that you wear over your hand to keep your hands warm. You have good, You have good traction. You can grab a hold of things pretty good with these gloves. But the only thing it does not work on is straws and straw paper. You can rip the top of the straw paper off, but you cannot get the rest of the straw paper off of the straw. And I don't know why that is. I find that very strange. So I had to take my gloves off in the car and pull the rest of the straw paper off and then, you know, throw it in the bag so I can dispose of it later. But I don't know what it is about gloves that does that. Because all other things, there's no problem, but just straw paper. Has anybody else found this to be a problem? Do you know why it's a problem? Because I think that's an interesting question. Irregardless, the point I'm telling you this story is not about the gloves. That's just a thing that was on my mind this morning. I'm sitting in the line this morning because it's a little bit of a long line, as I said. So I can actually look at the menu that's there every morning. And as you know, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but I went a little bit on a tirade because of the idea that fast food places and big restaurants do not sell donuts. Only donut-themed restaurants sell donuts, like Dunkin' Donuts or Tim Hortons or places like that. If you're not a donut-themed restaurant, you don't sell donuts. There are no fast food places that sell donuts, no regular restaurants that sell donuts. And if there is, let me know what it is so I can fix this error that I'm spreading here each and every morning. But this morning, I'm sitting in the drive-thru, and I'm waiting to get my drink, order my drink, and I'm looking at this drive-thru window menu. And at the bottom of the menu, they have some kind of promotion going on. Now, it's something like, I know the word sip is in it. It's like hip and sip, or sip and hop, or it's something with the holidays. I know it's a holiday theme type of thing. Sip and go, I don't know what it was. But anyway, I was looking what was on this new holiday sip and whatever menu, and part of it is something called a cinnamon latte. Now, the first thing that went to my mind here was, I wonder if Starbucks is serving the cinnamon latte. Does Starbucks have the cinnamon latte? And what is a cinnamon latte? Because isn't latte milk? I think latte is milk. So, is a cinnamon latte? It's not milk and cinnamon. I think there is some coffee involved here. And I don't know if it's that iced coffee or if it's the old-fashioned warm coffee. I don't know what a cinnamon latte is. I did not get one. Maybe I would like it. I don't know, because I like cinnamon. To be honest with you, cinnamon, I'm a fan of. I can do the cinnamon. I like cinnamon toast. I like cinnamon muffins. I like anything with cinnamon in it. So, this is not why I'm talking about this. This might just be a time killer this morning. But, so they sell the cinnamon latte for this new holiday promotion. Now, I can't tell you if the cinnamon latte will be around forever. I don't know if this is just a promotion or if the cinnamon latte will be here for time and memorial. But I know it's here right now. Now, the sip and go, or the whatever the holiday thing is, you get your cinnamon latte. Now, you have to have some food, because that's how this whole thing works. The holiday food at this particular place is a donut stick. Now, can you believe this? A donut stick. So, here we go. Here's what I believe happened. I went on a tirade about 2 weeks ago that fast food places and restaurants do not sell donuts. And obviously, this mega company, this mega company said to themselves, oh my goodness, why don't we sell donuts? There are multi-million dollars worth of profit to be made in the donut industry. So now they have put donut sticks on the menu. So there is a fast food place in Marion, and I think you know the one I'm talking about, because every so often I screw up here and I say the name. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with saying the name on the air. I just feel bad that I say the name on the air because I neglect all the other fast food places. And, you know, I visit them every so often as well. It's just not in the morning. And that's when I come here, so it's fresh in my mind. But the fast food place now that I'm talking about has donut sticks. Donut sticks and cinnamon latte. And I came very close this morning to ordering a donut stick to see how these donut sticks taste. now that they are selling them at a fast food place. So, for the time being, for the holiday season, you can now get donut sticks and a cinnamon latte at a fast food place. It's no longer just donut restaurants. It could have been that this place heard that Dunkin' Donuts is coming to the area very soon, and they said, we've got to get in the donut business. This is a mistake for us not to be in the donut business. So now they have donut sticks. But as you know, as we discussed last week on the air, everybody in radio is cheap. We're just all cheap. There's no doubt about it. We love the free meals. We love the free food. We love the free drink. I mean, Jeff Ruth, who will be here tomorrow, by the way. I checked with him this morning. Jeff Ruth will be my guest tomorrow morning from 8 to 10. So Jeff Ruth back on morning radio tomorrow, which will be a lot of fun. And it'll be live, so we don't know what we're going to do. But Jeff and I will be live tomorrow from 8 until 10 tomorrow morning, which should be a lot of fun, a fun way to end the week. But let's see here. Jeff loves free food. Jeff is the free food king. Jeff loves to go have a free meal, whether it's in a church or a restaurant or wherever. He loves the free food, and nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, he's become known for that. That is his thing, to go get the free food. And Charlie Evers, our own Charlie Evers, people have brought him the Moxie. People have brought him the RC Cola. People have brought him fruitcakes every year because he loves those things. And free, because, again, radio people love free stuff. And I've had people bring me apple butter. I've had people, a wonderful lady who I still have her pan, baked me a pineapple upside-down cake one time. I've had cookies and milk brought to me, peanut butter cookies and chocolate milk and a 1 gallon jug of milk. So here's the thing. We all love free stuff. You know, you can call us cheap. You can call us losers. You can call us frugal. That's a nice word. But that's how we are. So maybe that's why I did not buy the donut stick this morning. But it, you know, I'm curious about the donut stick. So if anybody out there has had the donut stick, let me know. Or if you're at home right now and you say, man, Scott's on the radio talking about the donut stick, I got to run over there and grab myself a donut stick and a cinnamon latte. And if somebody can give us a report on that before we go off the air this morning at 10 o'clock, feel free to do that. I'd be interested to know. Or if anybody's had it already. 740-383-9944. So there you go, the morning commentary about the cinnamon latte and the donut stick as we start off the morning. And of course, I want to talk again. As you know, I talked about this 2 days ago, and I'm still talking about it because that's how it is. There's a movie. It's on the news today, a movie coming to Marion next week. I believe it's called Sugar or Cherry or something like that. And it stars Tom Holland, who apparently was Spider-Man somewhere along the line. And he'll be in Marion filming this film out at the Marion prison. And they are looking for people, males over the age of 18, to be in this film. And I know a lot of people who've applied, by the way. There have been two people here at the station who have told me that they have applied for this film. So I know that applications have went in, and maybe one of them will get in. But as I told you earlier on this week, and we had a big discussion about it yesterday, I will be soon packing up the broadcast career, ending this morning show. You know, I enjoy getting up with you every morning, but it's soon all to come to an end because change is good. And I'm going to go join the cast of this movie, whatever it is. I believe it's Cherry. I think that it's Cherry or Apple or Sugar or something. But I'm going to go join the cast, because they need people, and I am a helping hand, and I am going to become then a big Hollywood movie actor. And then, you know, I can't do this show and be a Hollywood movie actor at the same time. And then, in the midst of all this, I will start starring in my own movies. Now, I don't know what the movies will be about. But in the beginning, you got to take just about any part that comes down the track. And we have had people offer to take this show over. Adam Lepp, who hosts Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp every Monday morning, 10:10 to 11 a.m., he's offered to take this show over. Sean Kraft called yesterday. He's willing to take this show over. I'm sure there are others who will take this show over as I head to Hollywood to become a very well-known movie actor. And this will be highly exciting because you'll be able to go to the movie theater and see me right there up on the big screen. Now, this is what you'll always have to remember about this. I don't know the name of the movie. I don't know what the movie's about. I don't know who wrote the movie. I don't know who's directing the movie. I don't know this Tom Holland. I have no idea who he is. Somebody told me he was Superman. Okay, or not so. See, I don't even know who he was. Spider-Man. He was Spider-Man. Good for him. I wouldn't know him if I passed him on the street, but apparently he'll be in Marion next week. So look for Tom Holland at the fast food place because I bet he'll be getting a cinnamon latte and a donut stick. I will bet you a banana that Tom Holland will be getting a cinnamon latte and a donut stick because he seems like a donut type of guy. From what I've heard, although I don't know him. So, you know, pretty soon I'll be gone, and somebody else will be sitting here enjoying the mornings with you as I head to Hollywood for fame and fortune and whatever else goes, I don't know, into Hollywood. I don't know. You know, Hollywood's a weird place because there is no water. Here's what we know about Hollywood. There's no water out there, so you can't have a lawn. Get rid of all your lawn stuff because you can't have a lawn in Hollywood. There's no grass. And it's always on fire. California is always on fire. Just the whole place is constantly on fire because it's dry. They have no water. And that's what I know about Hollywood. So that's what will be happening. I'll be moving to an area where there are fires and there are no water. So, you know, I think that'll be fine. I think I'll adapt well. But that's how it goes. We certainly don't have that problem here. The grass is green here most of the time. And we certainly have precipitation. We certainly have water and freezing rain and snow and all those other things. So, you know, it'll be a little bit of adjustment. But the temperature will be warm because of the heat that comes in to Southern California. It'll be a heat wave. So, that's also on the table. Again, the big movie coming to Marion that will take me away from this morning show. And it's been a fun ride on this morning show. You know, we've had a lot of fun together. I thought we had fun yesterday with the antique telephone. Which, by the way, when I was doing the phone calls on the antique telephone yesterday, which I do believe was either Christopher Columbus or Thomas Edison or Thomas Jefferson's telephone, I think that this particular phone, I'll get back to this in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think you might have missed your chance because the filming starts today.
Oh, it starts today?
Yeah, today is the 14th and Mars the 15th.
Oh, my goodness. So Tom Holland's in Marion right now.
That's what all the Facebook sites were saying.
You know, I think our news report says that as well, because it's on the news today. So
yep.
So they are out there filming. I wonder what time they start out there.
Yeah, I'm not real sure, but I wouldn't pack my bags right now.
Oh, no. Isn't that awful? I've missed my chance.
Yep.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, that's right. Today is the 14th. Oh, well, you know, see, this is interesting. Here's an interesting thing. I got an email the other day. Well, yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Boy, days seem long sometimes. I got an email yesterday about this film. And Well, I'm not going to tell you what it said, but it had nothing to do with today or tomorrow. So maybe I'll tell you a little bit more about that as time goes on. But yes, I guess the part of the film that they're filming with Tom Holland and extras and whatever, I guess they are doing that today and tomorrow, maybe. I don't know. See, now this is all kind of confusing because the email that I got from this casting person said something a little different. So I don't know what that means. Yeah, I don't know. That's very strange. But you know what this does mean? Tom Holland must be in Marion right now. Now, maybe he's listening to this program. Maybe he was in the line this morning getting a donut stick and a whatever else, a donut stick and a cinnamon latte. Maybe he was in the line this morning and I just missed him. How about that? Well, there you go. We're filming the big movie, Cherry, Sugar, whatever it is, out there at the prison. Now, here's what I want to know. What in the world? How did I get a different email? That is so strange. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Well, there's a copyright on that. You might be sued.
Oh, boy. What a wonderful day.
Yes, a wonderful day. A wonderful November morning.
That's right. Nice and cold day outside. I think the groundhog's going to see a shadow this year.
Well, I don't know. We'll see where we are in February.
Oh, man. I watched the Groundhog Day last night. That was pretty interesting. I love that movie. That movie never gets old.
No, it's a very good movie. A lot of Bill Murray films are very good, but at this time of year, the movie that I want to see with Bill Murray is Scrooged. He's very good in Scrooged.
Yeah, you like that movie, Scrooged.
I do.
Because sometimes you're Scrooged on the holidays.
What was that?
I said you like that movie, Scrooged, because sometimes you're a Scrooge on holidays.
No, I've never been a Scrooge on the holidays. When have I ever been a Scrooge? I'm Mr. Holiday.
Listen, you're being quirky again.
Well, I try to be quirky. That's my whole thing.
Right. That's your new background.
That's why they want me in the Tom Holland movie.
As a matter of fact, I didn't see anybody this morning, so I don't know if they're not filming right now or what, but I live with the prison right in my backyard, and unless they're on the other side, I didn't see anything.
That's always difficult.
I mean, maybe they're going to do it later.
That's always difficult when they build a prison in your backyard.
I know, right? Yeah.
Very, very difficult. But, I don't know what time filming starts, but the email that I got said something a little different. Now, I'm not saying they're not filming today, but I got a little different dates in my email.
Yeah, that I don't know. Like I said, it could have been on the other side of the field or whatever. I didn't see anything. Unless it was even too early. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure a lot of actors don't like to get up that early.
Well, most of them are on California time, so they're 3 hours behind. So 9 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning to them would be 10, 11 o'clock for us.
Yeah, so maybe they're going to set up later. I don't know.
I would imagine that's the case. It's probably a 9 to 5 type of thing, because a lot of those people are in unions.
Yeah, could be. But anyway, it's kind of interesting if it does happen. Unless it gets canceled, I don't know.
Well, have you decided who's going to take over this morning show as I get ready to leave to go to Hollywood for all the whole bit?
Oh, you mean when you start your movie career?
My movie career. Who's going to take this over? Who's going to do this show? Who's going to be sitting here talking about donut sticks and cinnamon lattes?
I guess it would have to be me.
It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be a very difficult position to fill.
Oh, I can just make stuff up like you do.
Make stuff up? Listen, if you had a lie detector on me in the morning, that thing would never go off.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
That'd be a pretty good, if we had somebody out there, what do they call those people? That does lie detector. That'd be cool to bring them in sometime. They put one of those suckers on you.
What? Now, why would you want to put a lie detector on me?
It'd be a good radio thing. It'd be a good radio gig. And then I can ask a whole bunch of questions. We can bring your mother in. And,
we're not bringing listen, we're not bringing mother in. Mom is not coming to the studio. I've already told you this.
I think that would be a good idea. That would be a good show.
No.
We'll bring a, what do they call it? Polygraph. That's what they call it, aren't they? And then we'll bring one of those in. We'll bring the guy on Dr. Phil's show.
Oh, well, yeah, that's, well, right there, you bring the guy from Dr. Phil in, because I know anything on the Dr. Phil show has got to be a quack. I know that if it's on Dr. Phil, I know that lie detector. He probably is not a lie detector machine. He probably works the Slurpee machine down at the Speedway.
Listen, Dr. Phil is a mean, dated reporter. He has to report everything.
Dr. Phil, listen, Dr. Phil does not even have a medical license. Dr. Phil, before Oprah found Dr. Phil, he used to work down at the gas station pumping gas. And then they came in and they said, listen, we're not going to have people pumping gas anymore. People are going to pump their own gas. And all his hair fell out. And then Oprah hired him.
Oh, man, alive. You know, I think, wasn't he homeless at one time or another?
Well, I'm sure his wife has kicked him out probably 2, 3, 4, or 5 times.
No, we're talking about growing up. I think he was.
Could you live with that guy? Could you live with that guy? He's nuts.
I don't know. I never met him. I'm just saying.
No, do your doctor. Yeah, I've heard you do this. Do your Dr. Phil impersonation. Go ahead.
Oh God, it's been a long time. I haven't watched his show for.
Oh, you know how he sounds. Go ahead. Give us a little Dr. Phil.
I can't do it right now.
You've got to be able to do this stuff in the morning to host this show.
I know. I'm not awake yet. I mean, I'm a half a new person here lately.
All I know is Dr. Phil's a quack.
I'm trying to think of the line he always uses, though. I mean, for some reason, I'm not 100% awake yet. He does a line, but I cannot remember what the line he is. Something about, I don't care what they say, or something like that.
Hey, listen, your therapist is not supposed to talk like that. I don't care what you say. That's not what the therapist is supposed to be saying. He's lucky the medical professionals don't come down and slap the cuffs on him.
But you know what I think is disgraceful is that Dr. Oz. I'm sorry to say, I used to watch Dr. Oz, but here lately I can't watch it because it's so depressing. Because he talks about this, you know, this is what you're going to die from.
Listen, you can't watch Dr. Oz. You got to stay away from Dr. Oz because he's killing people every day.
I'm telling you, when he talks about, you know, diabetes and my heart pounding and. I was like, Jesus, and everything he talks about, I had the symptom, you know what I mean?
Well, he sends more people to the medical doctor in hospital than anybody I know because that Dr. Oz is always telling you you're wrong. Well, you can't eat this, you can't eat that, you can't do this, you can't do that. If this symptom happens, go immediately to the emergency room. Well, good Lord, he's scaring, he's causing panic. You remember a few years ago that he got in trouble for going after a company? Boy, they went after him. They shut him right up. What was that, an orange juice company? He said something negative about orange juice or something. And boy, that company went after him, and he changed his tune.
I mean, don't get me wrong. He has some good things that he brings up, like, you know, healthy things to eat and all that. But here lately, I don't know what his shows went to, but he tries to, you know, everything he talks about, you know, it's sickness this, you know, disease this, it's what your heart does. You know, it's like, let's talk about, you know, something different for a change or something, you know what I mean?
And you're paranoid to begin with. You're paranoid to begin with because you're on the keto diet, and, you know, we don't know how that's going really at this point.
Well, it's going. But,
and see, you don't sound as confident as you used to.
Yeah, you know, it's I've been having some symptoms with it.
What symptoms are those? Give us the number one symptom.
Well, it's I think I'm too much sodium, and I have high blood pressure, so I've got a. I call the doctor. I can't do the full out keto diet because of the protein and too much sodium, and then unless I because I don't cook, so of course I got to go buy processed meat, you know. Now, if I was a cooker, I could do the falafel, but I gotta probably do a half-to-half kind of deal or something. I'm not sure.
So do we? Let me write this down. Because I keep a journal about this.
Yeah.
November 14th, today, the full keto diet has ended.
Well, I mean, I wasn't on the. I guess the full keto diet will happen. I don't know. I haven't did it yet. I got to talk to the doctor before I do it. Because I've been having some, I can hear my, sometimes I can hear my heart beating in my ears. So I think my blood pressure's been running really, really high. So I gotta figure something out.
Well, you know what's funny?
I'm not overeating anymore.
Well, here's the funny thing. Sometimes I can be in the same room with you and I can hear your heart beating in my ears.
Now, see, that's being rude.
No, that's... I'm just telling you. I want you to be aware of this. I'm a mandated reporter, and you've got to report that to the doctor.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
Those are the troubles with being a mandated reporter.
There you go.
I know darn well if that Dr. Oz is a mandated reporter or that Dr. Phil, that I certainly am a mandated reporter.
Phil tries to help a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, he's a big help. If I had a problem, he's who I'd go to. No, listen, a few weeks ago, true or false, did I not say, when I said about this keto diet, all I said was, when it came to Thanksgiving, about the blizzard on Thanksgiving Eve, our tradition, all I said was, we'll see where you are at that point. And all of a sudden, everybody was on me. I'm an awful person. I shouldn't be saying that.
Well, it's true, because I'm sure not eating sweets or nothing like that. I'm not overeating. I'm not eating, candy bars, stuff like that. I'm tweaking. I'm not full out eating all these processed foods now. So basically, I'm just tweaking the diet a little bit right now, probably. I got to talk to the doctor, see what they want me to actually do, because I don't want to, high blood pressure can cause a lot of things, like even a stroke or heart attack.
I want to go on record.
You know what? I just sounded like Dr. Oz right here.
I just want to go on the record again. Today is 2 weeks from Thanksgiving. We'll see.
You're not going to force me into a blizzard.
I'm not forcing anybody. I'm just saying that we'll see. That's all I'm saying. We'll see where you are. Now, last week when I said we'll see, you were on the full keto diet. Now I hear there's maybe some breakdown in the keto diet, and we've still got two weeks to go.
I'm still on the full right now. I'm going to talk to the doctor and see what they recommend first, because my blood pressure has been running high.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying we had 3 weeks last week. Now we're down to two, and my stance on this is still, we'll see.
I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to pull a Dr. Phil, and you're twisting the words here.
So you think Dr. Phil twists words?
I mean, sometimes I don't think he full out pays attention. What people are trying to say sometimes.
No, I'm just saying, we'll see. We have 14 days left before this.
So, I know what you're trying to do. You want this blizzard. I know, I understand. You create blizzards. I understand.
Once a year.
You have one blizzard before. You had a blizzard not that long ago.
When?
About 3 months ago.
I don't think so.
4 months ago, maybe.
A long time ago. But what I'm saying is I just, we'll see.
listen, you know, life is like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get. No, I just got to talk to the old doc and see what they recommend.
Well, ask him if you can have a blizzard. It's okay to have a cheat day.
Why are you craving this blizzard so much?
No, I am for tradition. And I know that we have done this on the night before Thanksgiving since the beginning of time. Remember, we used to take Abraham Lincoln over to the Dairy Queen, and we would all get blizzards. So we've been doing this a long time. And all of a sudden, you want to back out because you're on the keto diet. But, you know, that seems to be falling apart. So I just say, we'll see when we get there.
Falling apart, that's what you say to me. I'm not falling apart.
Well, listen, I want to bring this up to you because I know we're on limited time here. We're already at 49, yes. Coming up on 50 past the hour. I have had somebody who has offered to take your place on this trip. And, you know.
What trip?
On this, don't get snappy. I'm just saying. Good Lord. Listen, Dr. Phil, don't snap at me in the morning.
No, I'm saying what trip are you...
This Thanksgiving Eve blizzard trip.
Oh, I didn't know what trip you said.
God, gee whiz.
Who's that?
Well, I can't get into it.
That's fine if you want to take the tradition with somebody else. That's fine.
No, I've tried to take it with you, but you keep being slippery on this thing.
Oh, you know what? You know what somebody told me at work the other day?
What'd they tell
you? All jokes to the side. They said, you and Scott sound like Bob and Tom. You know the Bob and Tom show?
I have heard of the. I've heard of them. I don't know that I've ever listened to them.
They are great. They are great people. I listen to the Bob and Tom show on my side of the radio all the time, and they are hilarious.
Listen, did you?
And somebody at work, somebody listens to us all the time, and they said, you know, you guys, you agree. Because, you know, we just joke around. You know, people out there think we're serious. We that's what good radio is all about. You know, have fun.
Well, on some levels, we're serious.
Well, yeah, I mean, some levels you have to be serious. I'm saying a lot of the time, which, you know.
But listen, here's my point, because I want to get this in. Did you hear yesterday's conversation where I admitted on the air, because I did this yesterday.
Oh, my God, I just had a heart attack.
What were you doing there, breathing?
You admitted something? Let me guess, were you wrong?
Oh, no, I've never been wrong. No. I would never admit. No. Let's not get into that. Okay, just... Let me get to it here. What I admitted yesterday, the listening audience who hears this show every day knows I did this. I admitted, let me ask you this. We've known each other a long time. What has always been my feeling about love? How do I feel about love?
Turned into Dr. Ruth here, aren't I?
No, okay. True or false? How have I always... What have I always told you my feelings about being in love are?
You just don't care.
I don't care. And I don't believe in it, correct?
Yeah, you don't believe in it.
I don't believe in it. I don't care. I think it's phony. I think it's a sham. I think it's a bunch of malarkey, you know? That whole type of thing, right?
Yeah.
And I've said this off the air, have I not?
Yeah, you have.
Yes, I have. Yeah. So yesterday, I admitted on this show, this was a big admission, I said I have changed my opinion on this, and now I believe there is such a thing as love. And people were calling in, congratulating me. It was all nice.
Alrighty, well, congratulations.
Well, what are you congratulating me on?
So what did you go to
eHarmony
or something?
No, I don't believe. Will you relax? No, there's no eHarmony. I don't believe in the internet dating. All I'm saying is, see, you're trying to pry. You want to know what has brought this on, don't you?
I'm just throwing up some stuff. I'm confused how you all of a sudden you did a 360.
Yes, I did a 360.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Fine. Well, congratulations to you too.
I don't know what you're congratulating me on. I'm confused.
Well, it could be, you know, history does repeat itself.
History repeats itself.
Yeah, so maybe this person is not going to move out of town as they said they were.
Oh, no, it's not that person. Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. See, I want to live longer than about 2 years, and if I was around that person, I don't think the heart would keep up. Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah, because you do have a Dr. Atkins heart right now.
Yeah, you got that one wrong. No, it's not her, no.
Oh, it's another one from your job.
No, it has nothing to... See, this is starting to sound bad. No, it's not any... No, no, not anybody I work with. Nope.
Oh.
No.
The professor.
Will you stop? You don't...
Yes, Jimmy.
No, what is wrong with you? Stop naming off people. Golly.
I think the professor, she's hot. I think she's a good-looking lady.
Well, yeah, the professor was nice-looking, but no, that's past.
Yeah.
Golly. Yeah.
The flew the coop.
Who?
She flew the coop. She flew the coop, yes.
The professor... Well, yeah, the professor did get married, but I think she's divorced now, from what I understand, but I don't...
There you go.
No, 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 it's not her. Don't care about her. Have no interest.
Oh, Houston.
Will you stop naming names? What is wrong with you?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, Houston, we have a problem.
No, yeah, Houston, we do have a problem this morning. No. God, what? You don't... No, no. It's not... No, not any of these people. These people are past. Right. These people are gone.
All right, so it's in the future now.
So we're in the future.
Know. Okay, I think I nailed this on the head, but I'll have to talk to this on the next show.
Okay, you're going to call in tomorrow when Jeff Ruth is here, by the way, and we'll take calls because Jeff, you know, he's kind of insignificant. He'll just be sitting over there probably, I don't know, trying to get a free meal.
I have to be at work at 8 o'clock tomorrow, so I'll be at work before you guys are even on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. So we won't know who your guest is, but you've called this morning and guess what?
I will tell you guest on Monday. On Monday.
Okay. Well, we'll all look forward to that. Have a great day, and thank you for calling in this morning and running down my Rolodex.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, no problem at all. You can just call your show 90210.
90210, yeah. Oh,
there
my
you go.
God. All right. Have a great day.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye. Jesus. See, you take a phone call. You think it's going to be harmless. You think it's going to be... See, this is the problem. People try to pry. I don't even know what to say about that. Running down names like that? You can't have your private life splashed on the radio like that. Oh, man. See, they're going to be writing about me in the tabloids now. I'll be on the front page of all the tabloids because I'm going to Hollywood to be a movie star. I'll be on the tabloids now. And, that was awful. Gee whiz. We're going to have to... Oh. But it was none of those people. I'll tell you, that's the past. That's how you fall out of love, is being around those people. God bless them. God bless them. I wish them all well. But no. Past. Different. Done. Yesterday. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Holy Moses. What did you think of that conversation? Do you want to wake up to something like that in the morning? I don't think so. I don't think you want to wake up to that. I don't think you want to hear that type of conversation as you're eating your Fruity Pebbles or whatever you're doing in the morning. Maybe having your donut stick with Tom Holland. Get over there and get your donut stick and your cinnamon latte. Tom Holland is probably in Marion right now. I bet the sheriff's department knows about this. I bet the police department knows about this. See, I spend all my life trying to be private, trying to create an attitude of dignity and prosperity on the air, dignifiedness and, you know, whatever. And then a phone call like that comes along, and in 10 minutes, it's just completely gone. All of a sudden, all my privacies are gone. They're out there. They're thrown. Now, what is that all about? What is that all about? That's what I ask you. All right. 740-383-9944. I need a donut stick and a cinnamon latte after that. We've got a whole nother hour coming up here. And by the way, we got the Charlie Evers Show this morning. That's always a treasure of information and fun stuff. 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Then we've got the Swap Shop. Hey, listen, we only had one call into Swap Shop last week. We're going to have to cancel that thing if you people don't start calling in. 12:15 to 1 p.m. with Glenn Coble, the Swap Shop, and then the Adam the Computer Guy show this afternoon, 2:10 to 3. I'm all messed up now because of this whole conversation I had this morning. I'm going to take this break and see if I can find some sugar around here or something. Who knows? Listen, we've got a whole another hour. It's going to be highly fascinating. Jeff Ruth tomorrow from 8 to 10. Stay tuned. I'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also did the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh my God! Have you got 2 hours?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Right here in our show, it's a young comic from Las Vegas, Chicky Shike. What is that fat name? Let me tell you something. I have stories that someday you'll.